Good morning, dear Aurorillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today is Monday, 7th of November, and here in Auroville, cloudy morning on 26 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect partial sunshine and clear to partly cloudy over the night. Temperatures from low of 23 to high of 32 with heat index on 35 degrees Celsius. Easterly winds at 10 km per hour with occasional gusts on 15 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 43%. Resident Assembly Service invites us on Tuesday, which is tomorrow, 8th of November at 4:30 p.m. at SIAC Conference Hall to a general meeting with the topic Auroville's Economy and a subtitle Where Are We? The Resident Assembly Service would like to encourage you to hear this important community update from the following groups: the Budget Coordination Committee, the departing FMC, the Unity Fund. The meeting will also include an opportunity for question and discussion. And Resident Assembly Service shares with us another invitation about CAT, Create Auroville Together, which is coming up. So they're asking you to free yourself for the first CAT initiative of the Resident Assembly Service on Tuesday, 15th of November, between 3 to 6:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion. There will be a CAT on economy, another CAT will be on town planning, another will be on entry on housing. So enjoy and contribute with your knowledge, skills and talents to draw the amazing canvas of Auroville in alignment with the dream we all share. Words of the Mother Worm 13, 28th of December 1972. What political organization do you want for Auroville? An amusing definition occurs to me, a divine anarchy. But the world will not understand. Men must become conscious of their psychic being and organize themselves spontaneously without fixed rules and laws. That is the ideal. For this, one must be in contact with one's psychic being. One must be guided by it and the ego's authority and influence must disappear. CAT is a collaborative space to move together from a relative stagnant system to a culture that unleashes our creative energies. And CAT is a space to respond with discernment, respect and in a spirit of collaboration instead of reacting to issues based on likes, dislikes and distrust. So, Resident Assembly Service invites all individuals, initiatives, projects, groups to contact them and book their CAT. You can find them at Town Hall, first floor, or you can call them on 262-23701. And despite there's a lackness of cultural events due to the expectation of monsoon, we have an invitation for today to come to Sadana Forest for a talk with the author of Farewell Little Mess, Nitsa Skolnik, and he's saying that if you're overwhelmed by obstacles in your life, Farewell Little Mess is a perfect example of how powerful the human spirit is, and it reflects all that one can overcome. A focus on family, unconditional love and forgiveness. And they also apologize because they didn't organize a transportation for this event. On Wednesday, 9th of November, between 3 to 5 p.m. at SAI Conference Hall, another welcome talk for all those who are interested in starting the Auroville newcomer process, as well as the Aurovillians who contemplate the idea of becoming mentor. On Friday, 11th of November at 7:30 p.m. at Bhavishyate in Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India, International Zone, Bharat Nivas presents Manisha Joshi, a visiting guest artist from Mumbai. And it will present Indian music vocal recital. Manisha Joshi is a singer based in Mumbai, learning music from her childhood, and she has been trained under Sri Maduka Kadilara, Sri Rangamanda Panshikar, and Srimati Devaki Pandit. She will be joined by her students from Auroville in the end to create a collage of Indian and Western music together. And here are some announcements from the Teacher Center. They're saying that the Teacher Center is open and they are located in right to the main entrance to the SIAC building. And they open from Monday through Thursday from 10 to 12:30 a.m. in afternoon only on appointments. Due to the nature of their work, which is happening outside of the Teacher Center room and the construction work of the archives next door, changes in their timings are likely to happen, so it's best to contact them by email via teachercenters.org. And Rosa shares that they have already started experiment about changing the aging program in our body through deeper relaxation and a common sankalpa, open to explore how much we can affect and rewrite the information in our DNA. There's about 20 Aurovillians involved in this at that moment. So in order to facilitate that, other people, if are interested, could join them without having to come physically to the ATB hall at Transition School, some of these deep relaxation with the common sankalpa are being recorded and can be shared by email with a link so that some people could do it from their own houses, ideally at the same time, Friday at 5 p.m. or if not, in a time that suits anyone better. So if you're interested to join the experiment in this way, please send a mail to send you the links to rosa@oral.org. And there's a good news that also psychotherapy and psychological help and healing talks are again available. So former patients and new ones will get an appointment by phone on 262-3489 or 944-375-2847. In Buddha Garden, they're saying that every Thursday we are invited to Shiva Kala, Buddha Garden Kitchen, to learn to cook traditional Tamil food. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. and finishes with lunch together. Places are limited, so you need to book if you want to come. Contact Shiva Kala on 95859752. And here's one announcement from Matrigold, because they has moved to Sanjana from old space in Armeldale to this nice new workshop in Sanjana. You can find them in the first half round building on the right side when you enter to the construction site. And Sanjana is located on the way between Maitreya and Madhuka on the right side behind Arachi tree. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen a new bird, a meeting of the mother with Sarendranath Chadar on the 11th of May in 1967. And it's a beautiful interview of the mother with one of her dear children. Otherwise at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, today we can see Indian drama Kajaria or Let the Truth Prevail, made in India in 2015 by director Manoreta Amant. Tomorrow they will screen German drama Schoenfeld Boulevard, made in Germany in 2013-14 and director Basilke Enders. And on Wednesday we can see culture movie directed by Martin Scorsese, Bob Dylan, No Direction Home, made in USA in 2005. From the Synthesis of Yoga by Sri Aurobindo we read, in all is the one self, the one divine is all. All are in the divine, all are the divine, and there is nothing else in the universe. This thought or this fate is the whole background until becomes the whole substance of the consciousness of the worker. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on auroville.radio.org. Thank you.